Today's scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 1 to 12.
今日读经的经文是以赛亚书64章1至12节。
We will read this responsibly, first in English, then in Cantonese.
我们会用启应方式去读，首先是英文，然后广东话。
Verse 1. Oh, that you would burst from the heavens and come down, how the mountains would quake in your presence. When you came down long ago, you did awesome deeds beyond our highest expectations. And oh, how the mountains quaked. You welcome those who gladly do good, who follow godly ways. But you have been very angry with us, for we are not godly. We are constant sinners. How can people like us be saved? Yet no one calls on your name or pleads with you for mercy. Therefore, you have turned away from us and turned us over to our sins. Don't be so angry with us, Lord. Please don't remember our sins forever. Look at us, we pray, and see that we are all your people. The holy and beautiful temple where our ancestors praised you has been burned down, and all the things of beauty are destroyed. Let's read the last verse together. All this, Lord, must you still refuse to help us? Will you continue to be silent and punish us?
以赛亚书六十四章一至十二节，愿你裂天而降，愿山在你面前震动，好像火烧干柴，又像火将水烧开，使你敌人知道你的名，使列国在你面前惧怕。你曾行我们不能逆料可畏的事，那是你降临，山岭在你面前震动。你也曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为等候他的行行事？你迎接那喜欢行义、纪念你道的人。你曾发怒，我们仍犯罪。这境况已久，我们还能得救吗？所有的鱼都做无谓的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去，并且冇人求告你的名，冇人奋力找住你。原来你掩面不顾我们，使我们因罪孽消化。现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是鱼像，我们都是你手的工作。耶和华啊，求你不要大发愤怒，也不要永远纪念罪孽。求你垂顾我们，我们都是你的百姓。锡安变为旷野，耶路撒冷变成荒场。我们圣洁华美的殿，就是我们列祖赞美你的所在，被火焚烧，我们所羡慕的美地尽都荒废。一起读十二节。又说啊，有这些事你还忍得住吗？你仍静默，使我们心受苦难吗？
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福他读和听他话语的人。
We are delighted to have Reverend Raymond Sito with us this morning. The title of his message is In Judgment Remembering.
我们很高兴有司徒实文牧师为我们去证道，题目是铭记恩慈于审判中。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
It's really good to see many of you again. It's been a number of years since I've seen some of you.
好高兴隔咗咁多年又见翻大家。
And I had the pleasure of seeing some of you yesterday at John Sun's commissioning service. It was great.
咁好高兴琴日喺沈伟伦牧师佢嘅做呢个嘅。傳教士這個的儀式裡面見到你們其中一些人。
And I also want to say that the Chinese Christian Church of Virginia, where I'm coming from, sends their greetings too.
我所屬的維珍尼亞州的中國基督徒教會，他們也都去向你們問安。
We're all in this together.
我们大家都在这个福音的事工里面。
And some of you know, my main line of work right now is with an organization called Child Evangelism Fellowship.
咁我所这个工作的机构叫做万国儿童报道会。
And our goal, it's an international mission organization. Our goal is to evangelize every child every day.
咁我哋嘅工作唔單止喺美國，亦都喺國際性，就係想向每一個嘅孩童去傳講神嘅福音。
And the area where I work is technically called Northern Virginia。
咁我喺呢個北維珍尼亞州嗰度侍奉神。
And it's been a pretty, I would say, pretty eventful year for me so far. It's only the middle of February, right?
咁雖然而家即係二月嘅中旬，咁但係其實今年咧嚇，咁我都已經有好多事情發生過。
Yeah, all sorts of stuff have been happening, but the good thing that has been happening is that children are coming to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
咁雖然有好多事情發生，咁但係好高興嘅係見到好多嘅孩童佢哋嚟到去認識耶穌基督嘅福音。
And one thing, some of the leaders of, we basically have these after-school Bible clubs.
咁我哋所做嘅就係呢個課後嘅呢個嘅聖經班。
And that's how we bring the gospel to children in the communities.
咁就喺呢個聖經班裏邊將呢個福音帶俾呢個孩童，亦都帶俾呢個社區裏邊嘅人。
And some of the leaders of these clubs tell me that the children are hungry.For the word of God.
咁而我聽嗰啲嘅父母話翻俾我聽，好多嘅孩童都想聽到呢個嘅福音。
And many of these children don't go to church like here.
咁佢哋嘅細路哥平時冇去教會。
But they want to know about Jesus.
就想知道關於耶穌基督。
And I think about the ministry that you have here.
咁我諗到喺呢一度嘅事工。
And I want to encourage all of you to continue to press on.
我希望你都可以繼續。
Yeah, don't give up.
唔好去放棄。
And it's not about the fruit that you see.
唔係話今日你所能夠有冇見到有冇結到嘅果子。
It's about being faithful to what God has called you to do, to be a testimony to the neighborhood here.
而係對於呢度嘅社區啊，對於呢度嘅人去見證神喺你身上嘅工作。
And as you do that week after week, like Pastor Wilson.Brings forth the word of God week after week. God is pleased.
咁正如好似程牧师每一个星期吓，将你嘅福音带俾你嘅时候，神都会系喜悦。
And God is glorified too.
而神嘅名亦都得到呢个高举。
And there is fruit that you cannot see that God has not revealed to you yet.
咁可能有啲嘅果子啊，神未将佢哋喺你面前显现出嚟。
But it's there.
咁但係其實已經發生咗。
So those are some of the exciting things that have been happening for me and my family in Virginia.
咁呢啲就係對我同我嘅家人喺維珍尼亞州發生嘅事。
But then there's bad stuff going on.
咁但係亦都有啲唔好嘅嘢。
If some of you get my emails, my prayer emails, you may know that back, like, I guess it's like around a month ago, our office was hit with a ransomware attack on our servers, our server.
咁我喺大概一個月之前， 我哋嘅 呢個電腦上面， 有呢個嘅 有人盜入咗。
And we lost basically 85% of our data.
咁我哋有 85%嘅資料唔見曬。
And we're still rebuilding the information from like hard copies, and I'm searching through emails and some stuff I don't even want to think about.
咁呢個黑客嘅入侵令到咧，我要周圍咧去揾翻曬所有啲資料，咁有啲咧我都唔敢去諗。
So what's happened was in the middle of something very fruitful, I would say, spiritually fruitful, our office came under this type of malicious attack.
咁我哋諗緊就話喺呢個喺屬靈上邊，一方面我係為神去結果子嘅時候，但係同時之間又有啲唔好嘅事發生咗。Has
that ever happened to you before? You're serving the Lord, or you're doing just going through your everyday life?
咁正如好似咧，我哋每一日過我哋嘅生活，我哋每一日去服侍神嘅時候。
And you're not hurting anyone. In fact, you're actually helping people.
或者是幫人的時候,
and then something bad happens to you.
但就有些好像不好的事在你身上發生。
You know, what is your response to something like that?
當你有這樣的事情在你身上發生的時候, 你會怎樣回應呢?
I know what my response would be.
我知道我的回應是,
yeah, I've talked it with some of the people I work with, especially with what happened to our office, our server, you just want to wish something bad to happen to these people. These punks, they wanted roughly $20,000 to get our files back.
可能要20,000人去攞返曬呢啲嘅所有嘅資料。
For you tech guys, they wanted one Bitcoin.
或者是一個嘅 Bitcoin,
and I found out from one of the deacons at my church that one Bitcoin is like around $20,000. I said, we don't have that money.
咁佢話：你要20,000銀，咁但係我哋咧，我機構冇咁嘅錢喺度。
And then they would advise us don't pay it anyway because they're just probably going to take the money and run.
咁但可能就算係俾咗佢，可能佢都攞唔翻啲資料。
So I wanted something bad to happen to them.
咁所以咧，我就如果有啲嘢唔好嘅喺佢身上發生，咁就好啦。
But then I remember, I said, wait a minute, I'm a Christian.
跟住諗翻起，唔得喎，我係基督徒嚟嘅喎，我唔可以咒佢嘅喎。So
someone said, well, maybe you could just pray about it. Pray something bad happened to them.
咁有啲人話，不如我祈禱，祈禱有啲唔好嘅嘢喺佢身上發生。
I mean, it seems justified. I want justice, right?
咁你覺得唔係啊？我有咩錯啫？咁我要公義啊嘛。
And theologians have a term for that kind of prayer. I don't know if any of you ever heard of it before.
可能有啲神學家都有啲咁嘅理論喺度。
They call it an imprecatory prayer. Sorry, Wilson.
有啲係咁樣樣嘅祈禱。
Yes, basically, you're asking God to bring down judgment against the bad people.
咁就話咧，讓神嘅公義咧審判臨到呢啲唔好嘅人嘅身上。
And that's a little bit of what the prophet Isaiah is doing in our passage today, what you just read and heard.
就好似我今日所頭先讀過以賽亞書第14章所講嘅嘢。
You know, to paraphrase it a bit, he's basically asking God to rip the heavens open and just come down.
咁佢叫神咧，將呢個天去裂開，然後咧佢走落嚟。
And when God comes down in his midst, in the midst of the people, going to bring judgment against all those bad people around them.
咁當神嚟到嘅時候，就將呢個審判臨到嗰啲唔好嘅人嘅身上。
Yeah, toward the end of the chapter, you read about some of the bad things that are happening to the people of Israel there.
咁亦都睇到個經文話點樣喺以色列人嘅身上有啲咩唔好嘅事去發生。
So they're up against some bad people.
咁佢對抗一啲唔好嘅人。
They're messing up their communities.
佢哋啲人係影響到佢哋嘅社區。
They're burning down their cities.
将佢哋嘅城市去烧毁。
And Isaiah prays for help.
而以赛亚去祈祷神嘅帮助。
Bring judgment down upon these people.
将呢个嘅审判临到呢一堆人嘅身上。
And it's a pretty terrifying sight when you think about it. He says, you know, the mountains would quake.
咁你谂下，哇！如果个山都系震嘅时候，系一幅点样样嘅图画咧
？And not just that, the mountains are burst into fire.
咁你睇下呢个嘅山喺呢个火里边去燃烧。
He says all the other people is going to shake.
咁啲人个个都惊到系震住嘅。
And as I read this, there's a couple of times in Israel's history comes to mind.
咁当我睇到呢段经文嘅时候，谂翻喺以色列嘅历史上边，曾经有好多次同样嘅事情发生。
When God came down from heaven，
当神喺天上边落嚟
，to visit a people，
去探访啲人。
Like the first instance I could think about was when God spoke to the Israelites from Mount Sinai。
咁就喺呢个嘅西奈山。神对呢个以色列人去说话。
If you recall from that, when God came down, He was speaking directly to His people, and they were scared.
当神去落到嚟去面对面同啲人倾偈嘅时候，讲嘢嘅时候，以色列人好惊恐。
The sight was terrifying.
咁你想象一下吓，神落到嚟同你讲说话，系一件几震撼嘅事咧
？Let me read from Hebrews chapter 12.
在这个的希伯来书的第十二章
Verse 21 and following
是在二十一节之后
Yeah, Hebrews 12 verse 21 and following The writer there says Indeed, so terrifying was the sight That even Moses He said, I trembled with fear
在二十一节他说所见的极其可怕甚至摩西说：我甚至恐惧战惊。
And he had no place to run.
他们没地方可以逃走。
The people said to him, Moses, don't let God speak to us directly. You go talk to him and you tell us what he says.
咁啲以色列人同摩西讲：啊，你唔好叫神同我讲嘢，你同佢讲得噶啦。
So he had to go up on that fiery mountain, Mount Sinai.
咁你想象下就系。摩西要走上呢个西奈山去面对面同神讲说话。
And the other instance from their history that comes to mind goes back to Genesis chapter 19.
咁另一个经文我谂起嘅就系呢个嘅创世纪嘅第十九章。
Yeah, you may remember that the account of Abraham with his nephew Lot.
咁你谂起亚伯拉罕个侄仔罗德。
God has blessed them both. They had lots of farm animals.
咁佢有好多嘅牛羊牲畜。
So much so that the land right where they both were living couldn't support them anymore. So Abraham said to Lot, "You look and pick a spot, and you take it, and I'll go the other way."
因为亚伯拉罕同罗德有咁多嘅牲畜，咁佢哋两个要分家。咁亚伯拉罕同佢侄仔讲：啊，你睇到边一度啊？你去我一边。我就去另一边。
And when Lot looked at all the area around him, he saw this place that was very well watered, had a lot of water.
咁罗德佢睇到啊，嗰边咧啊，又有好多嘅充足嘅水源啊，喺佢面前好靓。
And today we know it as the Transjordan Valley.
就系呢个嘅啊，呢个约旦嘅河谷。
And basically, if you know the geography a little bit.You got the Sea of Galilee, you know, where Jesus ministered a lot, and then the Jordan River flows from the Sea of Galilee, and then it ends up in the Dead Sea.
咁你记得耶稣基督喺呢个加利利一带里边传道啊？咁呢个嘅约旦河啊，向下咁样流，去到呢个嘅死海。
And Lot picked the spot near the Dead Sea. That area had a lot of water.
咁罗德所拣嘅地方就系呢个死海嘅附近，嗰度水源好充足。
But you know also what's near there？
但你知唔知道喺死海嘅附近亦都有啲咩嘢咧
？Yeah, two well-known cities。
有两个好出名嘅城市。
At least that's where archaeologists think they are right now。
咁就係呢個今日呢個嘅啊呢個嘅我哋去啊啊
archaeologist
考古學家 ，thank you 啲考古學家揾到嘅。
Yeah, like Indiana Jones.
呢個好似呢個奪寶奇兵嗰個人一樣。
Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah.
有呢個所多瑪同埋俄摩拉。
You remember God said that those cities, He's going to visit those cities to see what's going on.
佢話佢要去睇下嗰兩個城市，睇下嗰兩個城市係點樣樣。
Now, of course, theologically, we know God knows everything, right?
咁即係我當然明白神係無所不知。
But from a human perspective, you know, God is letting us know He's going to go see to verify all the bad things He's been hearing.
咁但係從神嘅角度，神想去親自去睇下，去證實佢所知道嘅事係咪真係發生緊。
And most of you know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, right? God rained down fire upon them.
咁神對呢兩個城市去啊作出呢個嘅控訴。
It's a total wasteland now.
咁將兩個城市係消滅，今日都成為咗廢墟。
So when God visits an area, a lot of time there's judgment.
咁佢神去到每一個地方嘅時候，都會將呢個審判帶嚟。
But what do you expect when a holy God comes into contact with an unholy people?
咁你諗下一個完全聖潔嘅神去到嗰啲唔聖潔嘅人嘅前面嘅時候，會係點樣樣嘅咧？
But then something interesting happens.
咁但係跟住有啲好奇怪嘅事發生咗。
If you look at verse 5,
咁你睇下第五節。
Isaiah says, Behold, you are angry. We have sinned. All of a sudden, Isaiah is convicted. Well, not all of a sudden. It's like throughout the chapter, even chapter 63.
在这个经文里面第五节，他刚才讲到说，我们仍犯罪，这境况已久，也在63章里面会看到。
Yeah, there's this growing conviction of his own sin.
咁咪就話睇到佢本身嘅罪係不斷咁喺度加增。
And not just his own sin, but his people's sin.
唔單止係佢個人嘅罪，亦都係成個嘅民族嘅罪。
And he confesses to God, he cries out to God, says, We have sinned.
佢話我得罪咗你。
And we've continued in our sin for a long time.
我都喺呢個嘅罪裏邊維持咗好耐嘅時間。
And then he ends that statement very ambiguously.
咁好似好多事情咧，都好似唔系好清楚咁。
Shall we be saved?
佢话咁我哋仲会唔会得救咧
？No, will we be saved? Can we be saved? Will God save us? Who knows?
神仲会唔会见到我哋继续喺罪里边咁耐嘅人？神仲会唔会去拯救我哋？啊，我哋能唔能够被神拯救咧
？And what Isaiah realized.Is that it's dangerous to stand before a holy God?
咁你睇下，企喺一个永生神嘅面前，系一件几危险嘅事咧。
And then he goes a step further.
跟住佢再讲到
in verse 6,
喺第六节
he says, "We're all unclean. Our best is like a dirty rag."
佢话我们都像不洁净的人，我所有的义都像污垢的衣服。
And we need to pay attention here.
我要留意下呢一节经文
，because verse 6 describes you and me。
佢讲到其实系你同我今日嘅情况。
You know whatever you have done in the past，
无论你今日过去所做过嘅咩事
，it doesn't matter how good or wonderful or morally glorious you think it was， when compared to God's perfect standard， it's still like a dirty towel。
无论今日我哋可能为神做咗啲咩嘅事，因为我嘅过去，其实呢一切喺神嘅面前，神看来都系污垢，好似污垢嘅衣服一样。
I mean to help us understand this a bit. Have you ever met anyone that's impossible to satisfy?
你有冇去认识过一个人？呢个人要求非常之高嘅咧？
Anybody ever know anyone that's impossible to satisfy?
你识唔识有个人啊，系好难去令佢满足嘅咧
？Oh man, where's the Where's the little kids in here? How come you're not raising your hands, children? Put my glasses on, I see you better. Actually, I hate to say this, but like Asian parents, they're sometimes impossible to satisfy, right? They're too scared to say it. Yeah, right? Or it might be a boss or manager like that. Whatever you do, whatever.
無論你可能你的老闆、你的上司都是很難去達到他的要求。
Or it could be a teacher you have. You're trying to impress the teacher and she or he is just like, it's a C.
或者你學校的老師,無論你做多好,他都是不滿意。
Yeah, like whatever you do is never good enough.
無論你做的怎樣,他始終都是不滿意。
Now, to give us or yourself and myself a little credit, you know, we could say that these people are just unreasonable.
可能對你來說,這些人好像是很無可能的。
Yeah, like one, I still remember when I was a little kid in school, I did this artwork, a piece of art.
我記得我小時候在小學的時候,我做了一個的勞作。
I was so proud of it, yes.
我覺得我做得很好。
So I showed my dad.
我給我爸看。
And he looked at it.
他看一下。
He goes, yeah, that's okay.
可以啦。
I was like, oh, he only thinks it's okay.
只是OK而已嗎?
Yeah, but actually, that little drawing I did, it won some awards. I hate to brag, but.
但我覺得我其實畫得很漂亮喔。
Yeah, so maybe a lot of times these people we know are just being a bit unreasonable.
很多時候我認識的人好像很沒理由。
But think about it this way.
讓我想一下,
if a mere human can have standards in their mind that's so high that even your best isn't good enough, what about God?
如果一個人,一個普通的人都可以有這麼高的要求的時候,何況是一個永生聖潔的神呢?
I mean, God's standard is perfection.
神的要求是完美的。
I mean, there's a reason why we have that verse in the New Testament, Romans 3:23.
在这个罗马书第三章第23节。
Right? For all have sinned and fall short of His glory, God's glory.
我们每一个人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
Yeah. Those of you who have been trained in like ways of sharing the gospel should know that verse, like evangelism explosion. For all have sinned. Is it unreasonable for God's standard to be perfection, absolute perfection?
如果每個人都犯了罪的時候,要神一個完美的要求,是不是很沒理由呢?
I don't think it's unreasonable.
我不覺得是沒理由的事。
I mean, He's God.
他是神,
He's perfect.
他完美,
He made you and me.
他創造你和我,
and He expects perfection.
他是期待這個的完美。
The prophet Isaiah gets it.
這個的以賽亞, 他很明白這一點。
But there are people that don't get it.
但很多人他不明白。
And when they don't get it, a lot of times they're offended.
他們覺得要求對有這樣的要求是好像得罪他一樣。
And there are people, I hate to say this, there's people in church that don't get it.
亦都在教會裡面有些人都不明白。
But my concern today is, do you and I get it this morning?
但我今天擔心的就是你和我明白到這一點。
It is very reasonable for God to expect that.
我們要 神去要求我們有這樣的標準是很應該的。
And what will be our response?
那我們會有什麼回應呢?
Our righteous acts, our moral best, are like dirty rags compared to God's perfect standard.
就算我們今天做到一些在道德上好好的事,或者做一些很公義的行動,對於神來說,都依然是污垢。
And if that's what we have to offer God, guess what? It's like in verse 6, we're all like dried leaves, blown away.
就正如喺第六節下半節，佢話：我們都像葉子漸漸枯乾。
And then verse 7 describes further this.
佢話：我們都像葉子漸漸枯乾，我們的罪孽好像風把我們吹去。而第七節亦都咁講。
When you and I think our moral best is good enough for God, we don't even look to God anymore.
咁當你同我覺得我哋嘅罪啊，或者我哋唔再俾神接受嘅時候，我哋索性都唔去揾神，唔去望見神。
Yeah, verse 7, there is no one who calls upon your name.
無人求告你的名。
I have to ask myself that question a lot these days.
咁我今日好多時候我都會問翻我自己呢一個嘅問題。
Am I calling upon God?
我今日仲有冇去求告神嘅名咧？
Or do I think what I'm doing is good enough?
或者我今日我所做嘅嘢喺神嘅面前仲系咪好咧？
If those who do not normally seek God,
嗰啲唔通常揾神嘅人
，they don't seek Him, even though things aren't going well.
就算系佢哋嘅生活好好嘅时候，佢哋都唔晓得去揾神。
And so it's pretty depressing when I think about it.
當我諗到呢樣嘢嘅時候，覺得係一件好憂愁嘅事。
So even as I'm studying this passage, I'm like, wow, this is pretty dark stuff here.
咁我覺得當我睇到第七節嘅時候，我覺得係一件好困難嘅事。
But then in verse 8, things changed.
咁就跟住啊，呢一切都改變咗啦。
It's very interesting when I look at it.
咁我睇第八節之後，我覺得好有趣。
Isaiah calls God his father.
佢叫神係佢嘅父。
Like how can someone whose best is like a dirty rag call God his father?
一個咁污穢嘅人點可以叫呢個聖潔嘅神做佢嘅父咧
？That's the part that I find very incredible.
咁我覺得係好奇異嘅。
Our best, his best is like a dirty rag, and yet he calls God his father.
以賽亞做最好嘅嘢喺神嘅面前。都好似污垢嘅衣服一樣，咁但係佢可以叫神做佢嘅父。
But here's the really cool part.
咁呢個就係最好啦。
Isaiah can call God his father because of God's love for Isaiah and the people.
以賽亞可以叫神做佢嘅父，因為神愛以賽亞，亦都愛其他嘅人。
And you've probably heard this before, right?You are God's children by divine grace.
因为神的恩典，我今日成为神的儿女。
Not because of anything about yourself.
不是关于你自己。
Just like in Isaiah, he says there's nothing about them.
正如好似以赛亚，不是关于佢。
There's nothing within him that qualifies him to call God his father.
唔係喺以賽亞嘅裏邊有咩嘅好，令到佢可以稱神為佢嘅父。
And what ultimately qualifies Isaiah to call God his father is because of God's love and grace for him.
就因為神對佢嘅愛，神對佢嘅期待。
It's not because he's better than other people.
唔係話佢比其他人好。
He's not smarter than other people.
或者係比其他人更加嘅謙卑。
He's not more talented than other people.
或者比其他人更加多嘅好。
It's not like he can do more things than other people.
唔係因為佢可以比其他人做更多嘅嘢。
He's not richer than other people.
或者唔係任何嘅原因。
He's not cooler than other people.
唔係話比其他人更加呢個嘅 cool.
And he's not even, get this, he's not even morally superior to other people.
亦都唔係話佢喺道德上邊比其他人更加好。
It's only because God's so good.
而是因为神是这么好。
God is so good.
神是好的。
And we have the little children's song, right? For that.
我们都听过这首的儿歌讲神是几好。
Such a profound theological truth in a little children's song.
在这首诗儿歌里面其实有一个很重大神的真理在里面。
And Isaiah willingly submits to such a loving God.
以賽亞願意降服喺神嘅面前。
And he goes further. He says, God is the potter and he's the clay.
都話神係搖杖，我只係一堆嘅泥。
And then he asks God for mercy. He says, "Don't be angry with us."
佢跟住去求神，唔好對佢發怒。
Right, verse 9, don't be angry and don't remember our sins forever.
亦都唔好去永遠紀念佢嘅罪孽。
He reminds God that they are his people, his children.
佢話我哋都係你嘅百姓。
So in the time of judgment, he's calling judgment on the people around him, but then you realize he's going to be judged because God is holy.
佢去求神去審判佢周圍嘅人，但其實佢自己都會接受神嘅審判。
So in this time of judgment, Isaiah asks God to remember mercy.
在这个审判的时候，以赛亚求神他的恩典。
In judgment, remember mercy.
在这个审判的时候，去思量下神的慈爱。
But there's still something missing.
但都还有些东西好像少了。
Because in order for God to give mercy, it means God has to pay the price for justice.
咁就係要神去對我有憐憫嘅時候，神要去付上呢一個嘅代價。
Justice has to be achieved. Justice has to be some payment for justice.
咁要將呢個公義去攞到去擺平嘅時候，需要有一個人付上呢個代價。
I mean, otherwise, there's no justice for the victims.
咁如果唔係對於呢個受害人冇咗呢個嘅賠償。
I mean, like, take for example, like if someone, and this happened before, someone takes off my side mirror of my car.
好似有個人去攞咗我車。
And you know, if that's ever happened to you, that's really upsetting, right?
咁你諗下，如果有個人去偷咗你個車嗰個嘅鏡。
Your mirror is dangling there. You can't use it anymore.
你个旁边嗰个镜掉下咁喺度。
I want justice.
哇，有冇搞错啊？赔翻俾我。
Someone's got to fix.
你去整翻佢。
And get this. This really happened to me before. The person who did it came up to me and confessed.
咁就第一次咧，有个人嚟我面前咧，佢认系佢整烂嘅。
He said, I took off your mirror.
佢話：我拆爛咗你個鏡。
And then they say, and then you know they're really nice people. They said they'll pay for it.
咁我會賠翻俾你。
I said okay.
咁好啊。
All right, so that's a good thing, right?
咁係好好啦，有人賠。
Well, let's say hypothetically.
但係假設
，I want to grant that person mercy.
咁但係如果係另一方面，你好似去嗌嗰個人賠翻俾你嘅時候。
I said, oh, no, don't worry about my mirror. You can go.
但另外一句我说算了你不用赔了。
Who's going to pay for my mirror now?
如果我这样跟他说的时候那谁会赔回那个镜给我呢
Maybe I can ask my dad.
我叫我爸赔。
Oh, but he's got his bills too, right?
但我爸又要给他的他要有他要负责的东
西。Someone's got to pay.
有个人需要赔回他。
And if I let the other person go, most of the time it'll be me paying.
咁如果我对呢人好吓，我唔同佢计较嘅时候，我就要赔翻俾佢。
So this is one fact of mercy. The person rendering mercy pays the price.
当一个人去对其他人动咗呢个慈心嘅时候，但佢自己又要去承受嗰个代价。
Otherwise, there's no justice.
因为就没有这个公义在这里。
And for God, what he did, he paid the price for Isaiah's sins and your sins.
咁神去为到以赛亚，为到我哋赔上呢个嘅罪嘅代价。
Isaiah gets it.
以赛亚明白。
He understands that, yeah, he's asking God for mercy, but you know, mercy still has got to be paid by someone.
他去求神俾恩典，但呢个恩典依然要有人去赔翻出嚟。
And as the perfect heavenly Father, Isaiah trusts that the perfect heavenly Father will take care of all that other those little details.
佢知道呢个永生嘅神会去搞掂呢一切嘅嘢。
But you and I know what those little details are, right?
你同我今日知道呢啲神去为咗我哋去赔偿嘅时候所有嘅细节。
God pays the price for our sins himself.
神自己为到我哋嘅罪赔 賠上呢個代價。
Because God loves you.
因為神愛你。
God loves Isaiah.
神愛以賽亞。
And how did he pay this price himself? It's through Jesus Christ.
是透過耶穌基督去付上呢一個代價。
And that's why, you know, Pastor Wilson tells and the elders here and all the other leaders here in this church is always pointing all of us to Jesus.
所以教會嘅長老牧師都叫大家嚇，你要將你嘅注目放喺耶穌嘅身上。
Because in Jesus, justice is paid.
因為透過咗耶穌基督，公義能夠達到。
In Jesus, like Isaiah, you and I are reconciled to God.
在耶穌基督的裏面，我們與神去重新和好。
And while Isaiah may not have been aware of this, we know through the New Testament and other parts of the Old Testament that in Christ, we find perfect obedience.
那我們今天因為新約聖經，我們明白到透過了耶穌基督去付上這個代價。
Jesus met God's standard perfectly.
耶穌基督完完全全的去做到神的要求。
And he gives you his righteousness.
他將他的公義給過你和我。
In Christ, we find God's justice satisfied.
他在耶穌基督的裏面，神看到這個公義能夠達成。
And here's this amazing thing. In Jesus, justice and mercy, they come together.
在耶稣基督的里面，我看到了公义，我也看到了这个怜悯。
So in Jesus, you and I can cry out to God.
在耶稣基督的里面，我们可以呼求神。
We could say, ask God not to remember our sins.
我们可以求神去赦免我们的罪。
In Jesus, we join the people of God.
在耶稣基督的里面，我们大家都连在一起。
Even if our moral best is like a dirty rag, in Jesus, we can call on God for mercy.
纵然我嘅，就算我做咗最好嘅嘢，喺神嘅面前都好似污垢嘅衣服，但我哋都依然因为耶稣基督可以呼求神。
And actually, in Jesus, even more incredible things happen.
咁喺耶稣基督嘅里边，都可以有其他好其他嘅事会发生。
Because it's not a small thing to come into the presence of God.
因為唔係淨喺神嘅裏邊有啲小嘅事情發生。
You read about this in the first few verses of chapter 64, right? The mountains quake, fire breaks out.
咁喺六十四章頭嗰幾節，你睇到話呢個烈天，睇到呢個山嘅震動，亦都睇到呢個大火。
It's dangerous to come into the presence of a holy God, and it's not just here. You read about elsewhere in the Old Testament.
唔单止话喺旧约里边，但系想象下企喺神嘅面前系一件几震撼嘅事。
And just even to come into the presence of God to pray is a really amazing thing.
嚟到神嘅面前去祈祷，亦都系一件好震撼嘅事。
Like in Isaiah's days, in his days.Not everyone can just come into God's presence to pray.
在以賽亞的時候，不是每一個人都可以來到神的面前去祈禱。
I mean, of course, people can just stand out in the field and just pray to God in that way.
當然有人可以站在一個田野裡面大聲向神祈禱。
But there's a difference between that and coming into His presence to pray. 但
我們所說到就是來到神的面前向神去祈禱。
And only one person was allowed to do that.
有一個人可以咁樣做。
The high priest.
就係呢個大祭司。
And he just can't come into God's presence to pray anytime he wants to.
又唯有佢可以永遠嚟到神嘅面前向神去祈禱。
We have accounts of what happened to people that thought they could just walk into God's presence to do that.
咁唔係話我哋中意入嚟就去入嚟。
Back in Moses' days, Aaron.The high priest has a couple of sons do that.
咁係摩西、亞倫同埋亞倫一啲嘅佢幾個仔。
And you know they didn't last too long.
咁但係佢哋每一個都喺神嘅面前唔係維持咗好耐。
But now in Jesus,
咁就喺耶穌基督嘅裏邊
，it's not just one person coming into the presence of God. You come into the presence of God.
唔係話一個人，係每一個人都可以嚟到神嘅面前向神去祈禱。
All of us.
我哋每一個人。
When Paul and Jenny was up here doing the call to worship.
當頭先阿 Paul 同埋阿 Jenny 喺台上邊去讀呢個嘅呼召嘅經文嘅時候
，Guess what they were doing？
佢所做嘅嘢
，They were ushering all of us into the presence of the living God。
佢係帶大家嚟到神嘅面前。
And even you might look around and say, yeah, it just seems like a building we're in. It's different.
好似話啊，我哋不過喺個建築物嘅裏邊啫。
I mean, just like when God descended upon that mountain, Mount Sinai, He transformed it and says, that is a holy place.
不是说啊，好像在神在这个西兰山上面啊，将那里变成有一个圣洁的地方。
Through faith, we know that as God comes here, He transformed this place at this time, this brief time on Sunday, into a holy place.
凭着信，我们来到神的面前，将这一切去改變嚇，唔係淨係一座建築物，而變成神嘅殿宇。
And God is here.
神喺度與我哋同在。
And you might say, "Well, I don't sense it."
佢話：我唔覺得神企喺我隔離喎。
Yeah, but what does God says about that?
但神佢點樣講咧
？Right, if you look in Hebrews 11,
我睇翻希伯來書嘅第十一章。
I know He's here because of faith in Jesus.
我知道神喺度，因为凭住信，我知道神系同我同在。
And in verse 1 of Hebrews 11, it says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen."
喺第十一章第一节，佢话信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
For it is by the people of, for by it, that's faith, the people of old received their commendation.
咁喺凭信，啲人能够得到呢个嘅确据。
By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God.
凭信，我知呢个世界宇宙都系俾神去造成。
So that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible.
唔系话啊，就系一啲我哋睇唔到嘅嘢咁简单。
And we can extend that to today. By faith, we know that God is here with us in a very special way.
咁对我今日嚟讲，凭信我知道神系与我哋同在。
It's made possible because of Jesus Christ.
系因为耶稣基督嘅缘故，我哋有呢一个嘅信。
In Christ, you can call God your Father and pray for mercy and forgiveness.
因为基督嘅缘故，我哋可以呼求神。
And Christ has come.
而耶稣基督嚟到。
It's a very sweet day. It's a very sweet time, even right now.
咁可以今日呢一个时候。
And in Christ, we can say with Isaiah, "Be not so terribly angry."
咁我哋都可以好似以赛亚咁求神唔好向我哋发怒。
Remember not iniquity forever.
唔好去纪念我哋嘅罪孽。
Behold, please look.
求你去垂顾我们。
We are all your people.
我们都是你的百姓。
Let's pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love for us.
主，我们感谢你给我们的爱。
We thank you for your mercy and grace.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for giving us Jesus.
我们感谢你给我们有耶稣基督。
We pray, Father, that you would strengthen the faith of everyone here in Jesus.
你会令到喺度每个人嘅信能够有呢个嘅啊得到强化。
And have mercy for those who still don't know whether Jesus is the way.
亦都为到嗰啲未啊认识你嘅人去认识你。
And we pray that you would grant them saving faith in Jesus.
俾佢哋喺耶稣基督里边有得救嘅信心。
So that they will know you are here right now too.
所以好使佢哋能够知道今日你与佢同在。
And marvel at how wonderful you are.
去 为到你而去敬啊。
Please help us continue to know you, Father.
让我哋能够今日认识你。
To give you glory.
去将荣耀归俾你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我奉主耶稣基督名求。